thank you so much, as always, for joining today's show. Just to get right into it, we're going to be talking about Nahuna and Namjin. Nahuna and Namjin are incredibly significant to the world of trot in Korea. They're both similar in age, and they debuted around the same time in the late 60s. But they both have really distinct styles and aesthetics, but they kind of share a similar quality in deep, rich voice. Just to start it off, I'll begin with Nahuna. So Nahuna was born around 1947. His age is of debate because he kind of lied about his age so that he wouldn't get like discriminated for being so young. But that's what it is. And he debuted in 1966 with this song called Chonligir, which means like a thousand miles road or a thousand miles path. And this song is about, like, it's a tragic love story, how he traveled a thousand miles through thorny fields and steep mountains and rocky terrains and rivers. But he ends up questioning whether all this toil was worth it in the end, because he's left with sorrow and tears. And he ends each phrase with 울며 갈 길 왔던 내가 잘못이련가? And that means, like, questioning whether all this suffering on this journey was ultimately his own fault. He's walking while crying, and he gets there only to question, am I the cause of my own tears? And with this being his debut song, he would have been around 20 years old when recording this. And so I hope you guys are able to notice the unique timbre that he has to his voice, even at this young age.
검은 밤하늘은 아픈 사연 울리는데 울며 갈 길 왔던 내가 잘못이련가
Sweet short song, and by Nahuna, now I want to introduce Namjin. So Namjin, born in 1945. He was actually born into a very wealthy family. His dad was like some national assemblyman and like essentially a high power politician. And their family had a car in the 1950s, like post Korean War, which is like a symbol of insane wealth. And so Namjin, you know, grew up comfortably and he was able to pursue arts in college. He actually wanted to become an actor, but then he kind of got into singing. And he debuted in 1965 with the album Seoul Playboy, with the title song Seoul Playboy. But it was actually a massive flop and he didn't gain popularity until the song 울려고 내가 왔나. That song was released a year later in 1966. He recorded it alongside his second album, and he said in an interview that he never wanted to sing trot because it was kind of embarrassing, but he needed a song to fill the quota. They encouraged him to do it, so he just did it. But then that song ended up becoming the biggest hit on the album. And so 울려고 내가 왔나 means like, I didn't mean to cry. It's like a rhetorical question of like, did I come here to cry? Like, I didn't mean to. And this is another tragic love story. Essentially, he talks about how he came far to this foreign unknown land just to be heartbroken and dumped. And again, he sings about whether his dedication and commitment in loving said person was all for naught. And he would have been around 21 when recording this. And so you'll notice Namjin also has like a deep voice, but they both have like incredible skill controlling this kind of vibrato. So that was Namjin. Actually, Nahuna and Namjin, they have a rivalry because In their peak, they have really distinct styles. It's not really noticeable in those two songs that I just shared, but Nahuna has a very kind of like simple and like clean aesthetic, while Namjin, he personally loved Elvis a lot, and so he really likes this kind of like bad boy, kind of greasy, husky image. And to kind of give some context of the time, as Korea entered the 1960s, they were beginning their industrialization with like factories and kind of going away from having 농촌. 농촌 is like villages and homes that are centered around farming and agriculture. But the 60s were a really incredibly complicated time for Korea. It's post-Japanese occupation, post-war, and it's rife with anti-communist, wealthy Nepo men in power. And the future of Korea was hard to navigate while the rest of the world were rapidly industrializing and embracing capitalism. And with that, Namjin is from Mokpo, Jeollanam-do, and Nahuna is from Busan, Gyeongsangnam-do. These provinces are Korea's southern provinces that are right next to each other. Jeollado is in the west and Gyeongsangdo is in the east. So naturally, people love to have this kind of like regionalism and that rivalry about their side, like how in America there's west coast and east coast. And so Namjin and Nahuna were like pop stars of their time. And because it was a really hard time, their peak was like late 60s, early 70s. And people know of Namjin's background and Nahuna's background, how Namjin was kind of born with a silver spoon in his mouth and Nahuna has a very like humble beginning. This kind of rivalry and this energy was something to bring joy into people's lives during this really complicated time. As these songs that I just shared were kind of slow, let me show some songs that are share their respective aesthetics. So with Namjin, I'm going to share this song called 너와 나, which means you and me. This song was released in 1967. It's a song about how everything is great being with you and like being together. The first line of the song starts with 나 혼자 걸어가면 쓸쓸한 길도 둘이서 걸어가면 외롭지 않아, which means like, even on a lonesome, solitary road, it's not as lonely when I'm walking with you. And each phrase ends with the line, 마음과 마음으로 맺은 너와 나, 이 세상 다하도록 변치를 말자, which means like, you and I are bound by our hearts, and let's promise to never change. And I personally really love this song, but I like the recording from 1990. It's just, the backtrack is different, and as he's older, his voice just gets more richer. So I am going to play both of them. I'm going to play the 1967 version first, and then the 1990 version.
쓸쓸한 길도 둘이서 걸어가면 외롭지 않아 나 혼자 쳐다보는 밤하늘보다 둘이서 바라보면
Oops. And now I'm going to play the 1990 version, but finishing the rest of the song with that.
Korogamyeon, 쓸쓸한 길도 둘이서 걸어가면 외롭지 않아 나 혼자 쳐다보는 밤하늘보다 마음과 마음으로 맺은 너와 나 이 세상 다도록 변치를 말자 혼자 노저우면 거센 물결도 너와 나 둘이라면 헤쳐나가리 나 혼자 지켜보는 꽃잎보다는 마음과 마음으로 맺은 너와 나 이 세상 다도록 변치를 말자
I hope you guys could hear a little bit of the difference in that recording that I just played. He would have been 44, so it's like a 20-year difference. Getting into Nahuna's character, I want to introduce the song 사랑은 눈물의 씨앗. This song was released in 1969, and the title means Love is the Seed of Tears. And as I said, this was released in 1969, but as many Cha artists do, is they recreate some of their songs on a collection album of their best hits. So while this song was released in 1969, I'll be sharing the recording from 1980. I actually found at least four different versions of this one song, and they all have different backtracks, and like you can hear the change in Dahuna's voice over time. But I love the 1980s version the most because of the strings and they have these like twinkly keys. But the lyrics of the song are quite simple. The first line is, if you asked me what love is, I would say it's the seeds of tears. 사랑이 무엇냐고 물으신다면 눈물의 씨앗이라고 말하겠어요. But in the first line of the second phrase, he said, if you asked me what separation is, I will say that it is the seeds of tears. 이별이 무엇냐고 물으신다면 눈물의 씨앗이라고 대답할 테요. And so both of these phrases are followed with, surely you wouldn't abandon me in the distant future because we agree that breaking up would be too tormenting and we'll cry. But anyways, let me play this really sad song that he sings so beautifully.
별이 뭐냐고 물으신다면 눈물의 씨앗이라고 대답할 테요. 어느 날 당신이 나를 버리지 않겠지요. 서로가 헤어지면 모두가 배워서 울 테니까요.
With that, I hope you guys could hear the difference between their styles. And as I said, like, their rivalry was so boisterous and socially divisive. People were literally fighting. They had their respective fan clubs, the Namjin fan club and Nahuna fan club. And it was so serious. Like, there were situations where children didn't have a choice whether they could like Namjin or Nahuna. And even the guy who made posters for their concerts, if they were doing like a concert together, he said like, I couldn't overlap them because the fan club members would just like constantly fight and their faces always had to be separate. And like, this was their generation, like the 60s, 70s generation of Twilight, Edward versus Jacob. And their respective fan clubs weren't just women, how like the 2090s K-pop fan clubs were usually geared towards younger girls. These fan clubs for Namjin and Nahuna were all kinds of people, students, adults, office workers, farmers, and like every person, nearly every person knew of Namjin and Nahuna. And as I mentioned before, the 60s and 70s were socially, politically, and economically really complicated times. And so some people like to say that Namjin expressed the joy in life and how, you know, fun love is or how fun mundane life can be, while Nahuna expressed the sorrow, pain, and journey of life. And so how Namjin is very upbeat and Nahuna is known for a very like solemn ballads. I want to do like a little flip where Namjin is doing a slower song and Nahuna does an upbeat song. So first is Namjin's Sun Usum. This song was released in 1987. Sun Usum means like a bitter smile, a bitter laugh. And I love that this song has this kind of like big band jazz quality to it. And while it is slower, it still has that energy that Namjin likes to carry in his image. I mentioned before that he really personally loved Elvis Presley. And if you search him up, like Namjin, N-A-M-J-I-N from the 70s, you'll see pictures of his suits that were custom made and they look exactly like Elvis's suits. Anyways, this song is about being heartbroken, but also kind of like drowning your sorrows in alcohol. He talks about pleading to be in love. He's yearning so hard, but then he's reminded of how painful his tears and those lingering feelings were. And I mentioned the alcohol part because the last line that he sings twice and ends the song with is, "When I get drunk from a glass, only a bitter smile remains."
사랑도 이젠 그만 미움도 이젠 그만 추억이라 생각하면 그만인 것을 후회도 이젠 그만 한숨도 이젠 그만 가슴 아픈 그런 일이라 지워버려야지 한때는 사랑 앞에 애원했지만 사랑이란 그런 거야 그렇고 달고 그런 그 지난 날을 생각하면 쓴웃음뿐 사랑도 이젠 그만 이별도 이젠 그만 좋았다가 싫어지면은 그만인 것을 미련도 이젠 그만 눈물도 이젠 그만 가슴 아픈 그런 일이라 지워버려야지 한때는 으시되며 살아보았지만 인생이란 그런 거야 그렇고 다 그런 거 한 잔 술에 취해보면 쓴 웃음뿐 한 잔 술에 취해보면 쓴 웃음뿐
Now I want to share 고장난 벽시계 by 나훈아. This song was released in 2005. It was released with his 40-year anniversary album. And we're reaching the 2000s now. And while 나훈아 and 남진 had their like peak popularity in the 70s, they continue to be just legends. And this is another heartbreak song where he's been dumped and he talks about the broken clock because he says, even if the clock is broken, time never stops. And I really love how strong his vocals are in this song. And he's around 58 when this released. And despite their, yeah, as I said, despite their rivalry and control over the masses that peaked in the 70s, this song, 고장난 벽시계, is a classic in trot. And I want to honorary mention 둥지 or Nest. This is a song released in 1999 by 남진. And I actually featured that song in my first episode where you can listen to it there. But for now, here's 고장난 벽시계.
네가 더 약속하더라 한두 번 사랑 때문에 울고 났더니 저만큼 가버린 세월 고장난 벽시계는 멈추었는데 저 세월은 고장도 없네 모른 척하고 있느냐 나를 버린 사랑보다 네가 더 무장하더라 뜬 구름 쫓아가다 돌아봤더니 어느새 흘러간 청춘 고장난 벽시계는 멈추었는데 저 세월은 고장도 없네 고장난 벽시계는 멈추었는데 저 세월은 고장도 없네
From that song, I hope you could hear the different aspects of Nahuna and Namjin. And I want to share a little anecdote about Nahuna. Actually, in 2008, some reporter wrote on his kind of personal blog and spread a rumor that Nahuna had a fling with this singer, but the singer's father was a part of the Yakuza. And so then the rumor was that after they broke up, the Yakuza cut off his gochu, his... downstairs member, and which is such an absurd rumor to create, but this got so much attention. Nahuna literally had to organize a live press conference. Like, he's out there on the stage by himself with a table talking about it, and he's just like, are you kidding me? This is so ridiculous. Why is this even like a rumor that I have to refute? And like, he, in the video, he literally gets on top of the table. He starts to unbuckle his belt and he says, I'll show you for 5 minutes. Or do you believe me now? That didn't happen. And if you want to see this video, you can message me on Instagram. I'll send it to you. But as we are in the early 2000s era, I want to share another classic song loved and known by all, 당신이 좋아, which means I like you. It's actually a duet with Namjin and Jang Yun-jung, who is another, Jang Yun-jung is like another trot legend who actually debuted in 1999. So she's kind of like a up-and-coming rising artist singing this song with Namjin. But this song is also like huge classic, like just as popular as the song that I just played. It's a simple love song, as one can insinuate from the title. And the lyrics talk about how the person that they love is their destiny. And there's a part of the lyrics that repeat saying, I don't care if it rains or if it snows or even if the wind blows. It doesn't matter because I like you.
Ah, 꿀맛 같은 그대 사랑.
좋아
눈이 와도 좋아
바람 불어도 좋아 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 당신이 좋아 바람 불어도 좋아 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 당신이 좋아 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 당신이 좋아
As we get into Namjoon and Nahuna's older age, their glamour doesn't fade at all, and they continue to have popularity. It's not as mainstream as K-pop or ballads were at the time, and how they kind of like dominate the music industry in Korea. But despite that, Trot is still well appreciated by #RealAudiophiles. But they both continue to have incredibly thriving singing careers beyond their popularity peak at the 70s. I want to introduce a song released in 2022, so pretty recent, by Namjoon called 출입금지. That kind of means like no entry allowed. And this song is about how reckless young love can be. And when you look back on it as you get older, you want to blame time and you want to blame your naive affections and emotions. And essentially him saying like no entry allowed is like, I don't want this foolish young love anymore. Like he rather live alone than with, you know, this person that he once had feelings for. And with this song being in 2022, you really tell how much music production and instruments used to produce these tracks have changed so drastically from the 60s to the 90s and now past the 2020s as well. Also, it being released in 2022, Namjoon at this age is like around 60s. Like he's born in 1946. And so for him to continue to have these hits and these powerful voices at like this older age is really just remarkable.
Anda, 청춘이 좋아. 마셔 사랑에 미쳐서 영원할 줄만 알았다 정이라는 그놈 세월이란 그놈 이제 그만 거기 멈춰서라 우리 끝이다 너랑 안 간다 이제는 나대로 따로 놀란다 우리 끝이다 너랑 안 간다 이제는 나대로 따로 놀란다
Share a song by Nahuna. This is one of his recent hits, and if you know his discography, then you might have been waiting for if I would play Taesihyung. Taesihyung is released in 2020. This song was so incredibly popular upon its release, but it was actually released through a live performance. It was on this like Chuseok broadcast. Chuseok is like Korea's mid-autumn harvest festival. And it was a live performance. And this song, like his performance actually got clipped into memes because the lyrics are really unconventional. And he's wearing this traditional hanbok that's kind of reminiscent of what scholars would wear. So the song title, Taesihyung, it means like Brother Socrates, Socrates is how Korean people say Socrates, like the philosopher. Hyung means brother. And so people were really tickled by the idea of calling this classic philosopher Hyung because Hyung can also insinuate like a close relationship, evoking like a family friend vibe. And actually, Nahuna also wrote this song. He wrote this song kind of in homage to his father. And he used Socrates' name as a sort of symbol for his father. These songs that I just shared between Namjoon and Nahuna, most of them they did not write. It was always someone else that wrote it and then someone else that composed it and produced it. They're just singing talent. But it was really special, I guess. Nahuna has a little bit more claim as a singer-songwriter, not as much as Namjoon. But anyways, this song, Taesihyung, is about how cruel the passage of time can be. And he's asking, why, oh why, brother Socrates, is life and love this way? So please enjoy it. And this song is like, for having it been released kind of recently and it being such a hit was really a great testament to see Nahuna's fame.
Oceodaga hanbatang Teok bajige unnda Geurigeoneun apeumeul Geuseume munnda Geujeo wajun oneuri Gomakgineun haeyeodo 죽어도 오고만은 또 내일이 두렵다 아 태세형 세상이 왜 이래 왜 이렇게 힘들어 아 태세형 Socrates, 사랑. 사랑은 또 왜 이래.
너 자신을 알라면 처음 내뱉고 간 말을 내가 어찌 알겠소. 모르겠소 애쓰연. 아버지 산소에 제비꽃이 피었다. 들고 가던 수줍어 샛노랗게 웃는다. 그저 피는 꽃들이 예쁘기는 하여도 자주 오지 못하는 날 꾸짖는 것만 같아. 아테시언 아프다 세상이 눈물 많은 나에게. 아테시언 소크라테스형 세월은 또 왜 저래. 먼저 가본 저 세상 어떤가요 테스형. 가보니까 천국은 있던가요 테스형. 아 테스형 아 테스형 아 테스형 아 테스형 아 테스형 아테시언 아테시언 아테시언.
All right. We actually have time for one more song. 나훈아 did a 민요 album. 민요 meaning folk song. It's just an album where he sings Korean folk songs. And I mentioned before that, yeah, Namjoon had this kind of like bad boy, husky image, but Nahuna had a very kind of like innocent and like wise and simple image, right? And so I wanted to share some Korean folk songs just so you can hear how similar Korean folk songs are to trot. And what I love about this album is that there's like a mix of traditional Korean instruments and some modern instruments. And the song I'm going to share today is Yangsan-do. Yangsan-do is like Yangsan Island. This song was released in 1978. So actually he's quite young in this. He would have been around 30 when he sang and recorded this. And Yangsan-do is a folk song from the Gyeonggi province. It's the same province that Seoul is in. And, you know, This is a really old song. It's a folk song. And so there's actually a lot of variations in the lyrics for this song, but it's generally just about like the beauty of nature, but it paired with the differences between man and woman. Korea is still quite gendered and heavily patriarchal. So there's a lot of elements of that within Korean culture, and thus it reflects in Korean music. But yeah, I just wanted to share this song so you guys could hear the similarities in trot, especially like older trot, like the songs that I played earlier. But also to hear Korean folk music has a lot of like odd meters paired with these like powerful singing abilities. And I just really wanted to share that today. Song of the night. Thank you so much for joining me. We've gone through this little light journey of Nahuna and Namjin's music career. I highly encourage you all to listen to more of their discography because they are like literal living chart legends. Like, I love sharing these artists because they're all still alive, or like most of them are still alive. And there's so many songs to listen to. And as I said before, a lot of chart artists like to re-record their like hit songs. And so it's literally, you can hear the history and changes in music over time in Korea and the changes in their voice as they get older. Again, if you have any questions or want to see any pictures or videos that I've mentioned today, feel free to message me on Instagram at geum627, G-E-U-M-627. Thank you again for tuning in. And actually, I'll have a special episode at the end of this month with Lower Grand Radio on Korean drama OST songs. So keep an eye out on my Instagram for that. Thank you.